This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our hospital police, and our ER workers, also our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, to Phoenix and the gang out there hauling the bulk mail to the post offices so we can get our delivery of mail. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, Tom and company, out there hauling the gas and diesel to our favorite station so we can have gas to go to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social as at Captain's America, and you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America as well. Don't forget, our website is none other than the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch .com. And joining us right now, I have the pleasure and the honor of introducing to you retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and host of a program called Military Matters. And good morning to you, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. The honor is all mine. Thank you very much.
And we appreciate you very much, and everybody loves it when you come on the program a couple times a week to talk about different things. And, of course, today we got some things right up your pipeline. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Well, Colonel, we're going to start out with the big story coming out of Europe right now, and that's the United Kingdom, because I have to, because it's a lead story everywhere in the world right now. About an hour ago, we got the word from the United Kingdom that Boris Johnson would be resigning sometime today. He had lost 40 of his cabinet ministers as of yesterday, late last night when I came on the show, and it sounds like as if he lost another 10 for a total of 50 by the time that this all came to be, and now he's going to be resigning as the prime minister. And I'm hearing some reports that they may try to bring Theresa May back. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I'm like, our Wizard of Wall Street, though. It's a lot of times when we view a lot of things and going, especially United Kingdom, we view it through an American lens. And I don't want to say that this is not incredibly significant. It is, but it's been longer in coming than what it appears. And it's a far different story given the parliamentary system, particularly the United Kingdom, because there's a lot of parliamentary system, not all the same, and the United Kingdom is particularly unique, one of the oldest. But so it's not as huge as it is, But the timing of it, of course, with the things that are going on between the NATO and G7 and the European Union, that's bad timing for it. But things that go on, because the government is much more dispersed. We always like to focus on that chief executive, the person that is the that when we see them, we see that nation. But it's different. It wouldn't be the same to say, if Joe Biden was to announce his resignation today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be nice. And I don't care.
That would be nice.
And I don't care. And I don't care if Kamala would be in charge.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ukraine officials are reporting heavy fighting, widespread shelling in the battle for Donetsk in the Ukraine, and they've got some 350,000 civilians pinned down. They're trying to get them out of the area. Good luck with that one, I guess, because the Russians aren't talking to them.
Yeah, it is. And, we talked about this. We knew that the next phase in this thing, which is kind of, I don't want to say it's a standstill because it's never a standstill there, but the war of attrition there. But, I don't think it's ever going to go that much beyond war attrition. I believe that, Russia lost its ability within the first week of its invasion, to be able to launch anything that would be, students of history look at, major movements, even in the waning and dying Nazi SS in their last throes. I don't even think Russia's capable of mounting any of those kind of offenses. But so they have to balance the kinds of things that have as much impact on the world stage and world opinion as they do actually on the battleground, because we've had some impact. Some of the stories are showing where some of the weaponry that Ukraine has gotten through Western and through American help is having an impact, even as this next stage of the greater offenses beyond the war attrition is gone. But yeah, that's bad things, and that's not a difference. It's just the degree to which civilians and others will feel the impact of this will increase, and focus back on that. It's not going away anytime soon. It's not going to be done, regardless of what Russia or the West does anytime soon. It's not going to happen.
All right. Well, we're going to, here comes the music. We're going to go to break. And when we come back from the break, folks, we're going to talk about something else. And, Colonel, you hang on. We're going to talk about something else related to the Ukraine. And that's these numbers that we're hearing coming out about the death total and the wounded total and the tanks that have been destroyed, the artillery has been destroyed, the planes that have been shot down and all that stuff. And if it's even remotely close to what we're hearing, Russia's in big time trouble. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Thursday, and yep, I'll be there. You betcha, 11:30, stop on by. We have a good time. Great crew that shows up, including our guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with the Colonel, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan has stores in Crystal River, the Newport Richey area. It's a flagship dealership at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Well, there's a new store coming to Brooksville, a brand-new car store, a brand-new fancy car store, a great big two-story car store called Moss Nissan. It's going to be right on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway right there. So you'll be able to find it on the south side of the road. And I look forward to being there for the grand opening. And we're talking about perhaps doing a live radio remote from there. And if we do, it'll be interesting. Now, it'll be a daytime show, so I'll be breaking with my tradition. It'll be a bonus program, if you will, compared to everything else that we do. Now, that being said, don't forget, you can check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, to find out more. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, back with the Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, obviously, we've been talking about a lot of different things, and, you know, the Ukraine deal, that's not going to go away anytime soon. I'm sorry, we got ourselves married to a situation there. Like it or not, we're in it. Whether or not we're in it to win it, I can't say for sure. Can you?
No, I can't. It's not. It isn't going to be quick, like we said at the end of the last segment. It's. I don't think Russia, even if the numbers are even nearly true, for the losses that have been suffered on both sides, but particularly the Russian losses, because that is the key for them to be able to do anything significantly in an offensive nature. And I think they've lost it. And the rocket launch systems that the Ukrainians have are having an impact. And the converse of that is that the Ukrainians have had some success here in the last day with this next phase in taking out some of the Russian rocket launch systems. So that's in amongst the – there's always going to be bad news out of there. We've talked about that within – unfortunately, in this kind of war, it's civilians is where most of the bad news come from, even bigger than when you talk about the Ukrainian military losses. But that's the nature of this beast. And I don't think Vladimir Putin and Russians will back off from doing the kind of things they're going to have. And that's why he always comes out and he says, hey, if you try to hold us accountable for war crimes and all that, there will be a big price to pay here in the world. Of course, threatening, you know, everything from using nuclear war. It's a bizarre thing, and it gets curiouser by the moment.
All right, well, I'm not sure, but I think I know who's on the phone here. So let me drift over here. Good morning, caller. Who we got and where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Jim.
I knew it. It's Petty Officer Eric in East Tennessee.
Hey, Roger that, sir. Gentlemen, real quick, and I value, you know, everybody's opinion and stuff, but here's my take on the situation for what it's worth. Okay, in Switzerland right now, there's an international consortium meeting to discuss the financing of the reconstruction of Ukraine right now.
Yep.
And numbers in the upwards of $750 billion, mm-hmm. three-quarters of a trillion bucks being wanted to help, quote-unquote, rebuild, reconstruct Ukraine. My contention is, a party does not go to the negotiating table to secure financing for a reconstruction of a destroyed area unless it's winding down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my opinion. You got 350K, you know, reportedly, no one can verify this, reportedly civilians that need to be, quote-unquote, evacuated from within that region of the area of operations. My contention is the Ukrainian forces are using them as shields right now. This is my opinion, okay, based on what, you know, we're both, I think we're all looking at similar, assessments, you know, threat assessments going on right now and in lay of the land, so to speak. And my contention is it is... Charlie Foxtrot on both sides. Can we agree on that? I think we can agree on that. It's Charlie Foxtrot for the world right now. And in my opinion, whatever propaganda is coming out of both sides, no one's going to know what the extent or the BDAs, bomb damage assessments going on until after all this stuff the dust settles, so to speak. Yes, there's information warfare going on. There's influence operations going on. The CIA has been involved in Ukraine since just prior to 2014. Some are saying that they even helped the coup, and President Biden was involved.
Okay, well, wrap it up so we can let the colonel say something.
Yeah, Roger that. My contention is it's not as bad for the Russians as people are reporting it to be. And that's my contention. Thanks. I'll take the opinion off there. Have a good day, gentlemen. Simplify.
Okay, well, he's got a point there, Colonel, but I'll tell you this much. I've seen the tanks, and so have you, piled up all over the road, here, there, and everywhere. And every time you knock out a tank, that's three people in a tank.
I'll start with a point of agreement with him, and then I'll depart from there. The point of agreement is, it is very curious that folks would be meeting in Switzerland to talk about a far-from-resolved conflict. But let's put it on a different perspective. What I looked at is that somehow it's a way of procuring money for Ukraine by means on behalf of Zelensky and the like. Take a look at it this way. What if that is a portent that they will bring to close this thing prematurely by coming to a settlement behind doors with Russia that will be in the Russians' favor to see that and not the Ukrainians so that the West and the administration declare victory in Ukraine through compromise. So that can cut both ways. So you got to be careful what conclusions that you draw about who benefits, who loses, who's exaggerating, and whatnot. The truth is almost always somewhere in between, but I'm like you. It's pretty damn clear this is not going well for the Russians. They're still in the fight. It's going to be a protracted war. It's premature to start saying that, okay, here's going to be the reconstruction like we had after World War II, and we're going to go to the peace table and decide what the new Ukraine's going to look like. I get that. I agree with that, but be careful what conclusions you draw through conjecture about what the motivations are with that, because they could be quite the opposite, and we may all be surprised. So gotta keep your ear to the rail and your eyes on the prize, which is in the end, we in the West and the free world have got to come out on top, regardless of what this looks like in the outcome, and we got to do it at Ukraine, because this is their war to win in the end. And we don't have the money to finance the United States. And where this amount of money will come from is beyond me, because we couldn't afford the $40 billion that we talked about before. And so those two things are points of interest. Yeah, we got to be very careful about where our wealth and our potential blood is going to. But on the other hand, you got to be careful about what kind of conclusions you draw from what you see and don't see.
Well, the problem that we have, number one, is we don't have a leader. Joe Biden is not the leader, and I don't see anybody else along the line filling the vacuum, so to speak. I see us.
Well, the Democrats, you know, that's been a part of the news. Democrats are coming out and starting saying, hey, like you talked in earlier segments about Democrats running for office don't want to see him there, because that's quite clear they're having to come out, and people in his own administration are having to secretly say, we got a bad image here of being weak and indecisive. No kidding.
Look at Ohio yesterday.
We could have told you that before he took office.
Look at Ohio yesterday. He turned around and called for the governor candidate who he thought was there. She was nowhere to be seen.
It wasn't even a Where's Waldo.
He reached over, looked through the lights and all that, looking
to find her, and it's not going to happen.
Yep, he looked over, looked through the lights, and put his hand up there to look to see, oh, yeah, we've got so-and-so. That was a gubernatorial candidate that he was talking about over there. She wasn't even there. Neither was
he. Couldn't even have somebody hold up a cardboard cutout of her to say, there she is.
Yeah, neither was the senatorial candidate, Jim Ryan. But anyway, hold the thought. You're going to stick around for another segment. We appreciate you doing that. And, folks, I'll be back with more right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more coming your way.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden touted a federal program to delay insolvency for private unions' pension funds. Biden spoke in Cleveland, Ohio on Wednesday about the American Rescue Plan's special financial assistance program.
Pension plans that serve 11 million Americans across the country. And to make sure these pensions are managed responsibly and to protect the participating workers and retirees, the federal government oversees and ensures the plans. But we've seen the risk of millions of workers face as they watch their hard-earned pensions turn into broken promises.
However, critics say taxpayer dollars should not be used to bail out pensions negotiated by unions. Tyson Foods says it struck a deal to buy stakes in two Saudi-based poultry businesses as part of its effort to drive growth beyond the U.S. and tap rising demand globally for protein. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Join the Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty. Thank you there, Jeff in Sarasota, for doing that for us. And that's where we'll be today for lunch, along with the Colonel and a lot of other great folks there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. That's the Mixon Fruit Farms there in Bradenton, just south of Tropicana Juice Company. Alrighty, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a product that I take, and I've taken for over 8 years. Why do I take it? Because it works. And I'll tell you what, if you've got problems, maybe you've got a problem with an ankle, a knee, a back, an elbow, whatever it might happen to be, maybe you got neck pain, hip pain, foot pain, this product will work. I've never seen anything quite like it. Now, what it does for me is it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. Now, I might start out with my leg or my foot swollen up, and it'll go down after an hour or so after I take this, and there we go. I got it under control, and the pain will go away, too, because that's the other thing. It hurts. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation and swelling. Now, it'll lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got by going right straight to the source. Again, best parts about it, 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that your body needs to have anyway when it comes to supporting the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin. Now it supports a healthy response to inflation and decreases the discomfort that you're into. $19.95 is all it costs to get it started. $19.95. Try the 3-week quick start by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and I'll have a sample bag with me today over at Mixins, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Now, tell us about that, please, sir.
I will, and I'm going to do it by way of something we talked about right there, because, you know, they say all politics is local, and it is. And this is worth our audience here because it has state and national implications. We in the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, we endorse our local and county folks, and then the state endorses those on the state level. Well, yesterday, a candidate that has been endorsed and he's running for re-election, Tommy Gregory, a state representative, was endorsed by the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus. He came out and endorsed one of our Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus endorsed candidates for county commission down here, and that's Michael Ron. And now he's running against an incumbent who even the centrist Republicans in our county are starting to run away from because Misty Servia has revealed herself to be anything but a Republican. And she got national attention because she was featured on Fox News for suggesting that Governor Ron DeSantis was a racist, and that was Fox News that did that, and she has filed a cease and desist against her opponent, Michael Ron, and another city commissioner for presenting and sharing what came out in the news on Fox News for what she said. And even the governor came out later that evening when this was revealed on Fox News and says, voiced his disappointment for even the suggestion that anything that he was doing was racist. And she also came out in a public forum and said that, remember people, the Constitution was written for the purpose of protecting white men. She said this. You can't make this kind of stuff up.
Wow.
This is a Republican incumbent that said that. And I bring that up because it's local politics, but it's the kind of thing and the kind of issues that are going on throughout the state and throughout the nation, and people need to be aware of that so that they can make sure that you investigate and take a look at and recruit the challengers to incumbents that will not stay true to the principles of the Republican Party, which is limited government, individual rights, responsibilities, and free enterprise. And unfortunately, she was one of two of our county commissioners that led the COVID tyranny and thought that everything that Fauci had to say was gospel truth. And she's trying to walk away from that now, and it's not working. And we need to call out everywhere those that are true to the Constitution, true to our core principles in the party, and make sure that we bring that to light and that everybody knows it.
Now, I've got a question for you regarding red flag laws. We have just seen a horrible situation in Highland Park, Illinois, correct?
Yes.
We just saw a young man who had guns because his father apparently signed some sort of agreement or rights or whatever for him, and never should have happened because this young man was showing signs of mental instability back before the father signed that. And I don't get how this could have been overlooked the way it was. Somebody really fell down on the job here. Somebody really made a mistake.
Yeah, and of course, the red flag laws. And of course, Florida's got red flag laws. In fact,
yep.
We talked about that last night with the congressional candidate, Anthony Sabatini. The Florida red flag law has done nothing to stop any of the things that got a lot of attention. It didn't even address the problem that the Florida red flag laws came up, and that was the out there in Broward County and out there. But absolutely, there's nothing that could have happened right there that could have prevented that lunatic from doing what he did. enforcing current laws and addressing the baseline problems, which are not the guns and laws that they've done. And look where this stuff is happening. Look where it happened there. We got to tend to what the real source of the problems are and not allow ourselves to be dissuaded from the things that really do that instead of attacking the things and throwing out red herring arguments and red flag laws do exactly that. They don't work. And they're unconstitutional on their face. They deny due process.
That's all part of it, but somebody's got to come up with something. If it's a little bit more stringent background check, then so be it. So that things like this don't happen again.
There are genuine problems that need genuine solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And the suggested solutions on the left are not at the baseline problems.
No, not at all.
They don't understand it. They don't understand guns. They don't understand the Second Amendment. And they don't understand what the real roots of the problem are. And they don't want to admit to it because it gets into things that don't allow them to do the easy, quick fix 2022 election things that they want to put out there for voters.
Yeah, well, there's one thing that kind of really rubs me the wrong way, too, and they want to go back. One of these states wants to go back 3 years on your social posts on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. And, I mean, some people, they don't even think about what they post sometimes. They take a picture and go, oh, yeah, and they post it, and that's a reflection of yourself. Whether you put it there or not, you got to be careful what you're doing.
Of course, I'm pretty careful, and I post a lot out there on Facebook, and I know you do as well out there on social media. I mean, on the radio, mm-hmm. America's Third Watch all the time, but I would hate to think I would never have been allowed to get my commission, let alone to be a concealed carry, holder here in the state of Florida if I was held accountable for every errant thing that I either said in public or offhand or posted right there. That's lunacy. That's more crazy.
No.
That's almost as crazy as lunatics that are really causing and killing people with weapons.
All right, real quick, let's go to the phone. We got a chance for one more call. Okay, Backgammon Bob, got about 30 seconds.
Okay, Kevin. What about having a RINO committee at both the national, state, and local level by the Republican Party so that they could have any time a report of somebody coming in acting like a RINO, if they could look into it and make sure there's actually what happened. All right, that's it, Captain.
You did hear that, right, Colonel?
Yeah, he's reinforced that what I said. You know, in the end, it's we the people make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look beyond where the money in a campaign comes from, who endorses who, and get a rock truth. And we the people got to be informed. And you got to do that because you can't just say, well, this person has been in office. I haven't heard anything bad about him. Well, you got to pay attention, and all politics is local. So, yeah. We always pay attention to presidential races. All our attention is on, you know, on Trump and who's going to run in 2024 and will the governor of Florida, will he be running for president and all that? Hey, that's all very well and good, but it starts at paying attention to school boards, county commission races, city councils, mayor's races, and that's what we're going to do. We got to wake up, not be woke.
Okay, Colonel, I will see you for lunch today at Mixon's Groside Cafe. Can't wait. Have yourself a great morning, and I'll see you for lunch.
I love my double dose to the captain on Thursday.
All right, take care, my friend. All right, that's retired Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Check it out and become a member. It's a great little group.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, and welcome back to the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. That's brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are located down in Sarasota, Florida, at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And not only do they have blinds and shades and shutters, they have the parts for them. Maybe you're listening to me up there in Cleveland, or maybe you're listening to me in, Schenectady, or maybe you're listening to me in Norfolk. And you've got something you're looking for the parts for your blinds or your shades or shutters. Well, give them a call at 941-922-2345 and find out what they can do to help you. You can buy the parts there just like you can anywhere else, and they might have something the other guys don't. And by the way, Dominic's also will offer, in the local area, installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, don't forget, you can stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, or you can give them a call, set up an appointment, 941-922-2345 for service. Now, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All military and first responders. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Again, you need some parts, you need some pieces, give them a call. They might be able to help you out, fix the blinds you got, the shutters and all that good stuff, and away you go. Or then again, you can always buy one from them and install them yourself. Some of you might be able to do that. All right, well, let's talk about fuel for a minute. Let's talk about oil. It just so happens that during the break, I opened up the computer to take a look at the oil prices and the gasoline prices and the diesel prices. And the crude oil prices, too. Natural gas as well. I'm over on oil-price.com. Oil-price.net. Oil-price.net. Now, according to them, West Texas crude is down to $98.53, down about a dollar from yesterday. Brent crude is $100.69, down about $2 from yesterday. Sounding pretty good so far, right? Well, wait till you hear this. Gasoline wholesale at the refinery, without adding in the delivery, without adding in all the different taxes that you'd have to throw in there, $3.24 a gallon. That's 10 cents cheaper than it was yesterday. And it's 30 cents cheaper than it was the day before. So we're in a roll here of some sort. We'll see if we can keep it up. Now, diesel is at $3.41 at the refinery. No taxes, no transportation, none of that. So that's where you start out at. Needless to say, these are extremely low prices compared to what we have been paying. Now, are we about to see a break at the pump, a big break at the pump? I certainly hope so. We're certainly doing, aren't we? We're certainly doing. Now, I did pay yesterday $4.25 a gallon. And I did hear about some prices that were cheaper in the Tampa Bay area. But I drove by gas that was $4.59, $4.49, and $4.39 a gallon before I got into the $4.25 stuff. So you got to keep your eyes open and make sure you take advantage of wherever the best prices are as you can get. All right, let me see. Let me see who I got on the line here. Good morning. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it's Ian in Clearwater. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, with the oil situation that you guys are going on and on about, don't count the chickens before they hatch and think that these prices are going to... Look, this is market manipulation, not all of it. Some of it is the market, of course, but it's being manipulated by the United States government, i.e. the Biden administration.
I agree.
Because they know... This is their Achilles heel. They're going to do everything they can between now and November to make these prices drop or at least stabilize because the political necks are on the line. And also, it's never one thing black and white. There's another imperative. There's a whole bunch, but I can't go into them all, of course. But the other imperative is they have to ship this around to our various colonies, i.e. we own, through NATO, we own Europe, the east to western part. So their prices are going through the roof. So they gotta portion this oil around.
They are.
So the colonies that we control don't rebel. Okay, that's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the money and politics. And the communists want to remain in power.
Yep.
Okay, and that's
right.
Who they are. I don't even call them Democrats anymore. They're communists. And they don't want to lose power, okay?
You're right.
That's what this is really about. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
Yep, okay. Yep, he's absolutely right with that one, folks. Absolutely spot on right. Because every election over the last 3, 4, maybe even 5 cycles, there's always been somewhere along the line, gasoline prices have always dropped. And whoever's been in charge has been responsible for that. Normally, they've gone up right after the election. Say, within a month, they've gone back up. The only time that they didn't jump back up was Donald Trump. They stayed right there. Stayed right there when he got elected. Now, when he lost and Biden took over, it didn't take very long for the prices to go up 66%. Before we even had this contrived Russia, 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 attack, attack, Ukraine, Ukraine, and all that. Remember that? That's a fact. That's a fact. Don't believe me? Look it up. Now, the fact of the matter is, we have people who are desperate. They're called Democrats. They're going to pull out every freaking trick that they can think of to try to win this election. They know they're going to get beat. If this election were held right now, they know that they would be toast, done, finished. They know that. So they've got to come up with something. Now, there was an article put out there. I haven't read it yet. I'm going to read it today, and I'm going to talk about it tonight. But there was an article that was written yesterday about how the Democrats were going to do this. I'm going to read it, then I'm going to talk to you about it and throw it out there for discussion and see what you think. In the meantime, where is he? Oh, there he is. In the meantime, let's bring 60 Seconds with Todd into the mix, so here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, if you haven't understood that the Democrat Party and Joe Biden doesn't give a crap about you, your kids, your family, your mom, your dad, your grandparents who fought in this country and laid their life down in the military or our first responders, you're an idiot. Okay? They don't give a crap about you or me or anybody else but themselves. Okay? Joe Biden can talk all he wants. Every time he speaks, every word is a freaking lie. Okay, if you came on this show and lied like Joe Biden, the captain wouldn't even let you on the show. Okay? Joe Biden gets up there and lies, 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 and all he does. Your gas prices are through the roof. Okay? What we should be doing is marching on Washington, D.C. and telling the guy, get out of the White House because you suck, you didn't win, you can't get three cars to a freaking rally, and you're insulting the American people's intelligence. Okay? You didn't win nothing. And Liz Cheney on January 6th, you idiots wasted taxpayer money, and what you proved is you idiots shouldn't be in the Senate either. So no person in America should be voting for a Democrat, no matter what, if you're black, Chinese, Puerto Rican, Sicilian, like me, or whatever you are. Nobody should be voting for a Democrat. I don't give a damn what they try and bribe you with or give away. Okay? You give them the finger, you tell them, I'm going in the booth, and I'm voting Republican, and I'll never vote Democrat again. Okay? Okay, that's the bottom line. Now, stand up for our Lord and say, where are you preachers at? To say, thanks, God, God, for free support. Let's go to work.
All right, thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. And that's the way we finish the show. All righty. I'm going to be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe today, 11:30 to 1:30 down there in Bradenton. I'll see you.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.